Yeah, today was the first day of absentee voting begins, and it's all across the state at all 66 county auditor's offices in preparation for the primary election.
You know, we've got weeks until the actual day. Will this just be all? Will the votes during this period just kind of wait in the hopper until after the actual election itself, or will you be keeping tabs and releasing anything prior to the actual day, or just how will that work?
What's taking place now is absentee voting, which means people are either requesting ballots to be sent to their home, then they fill those out and send them back to the courthouse, or it's people stopping into the auditor's office and casting their ballot right there. Once those ballots are cast, they are put in a special absentee envelope, and then they are put into a ballot box and not opened until Election Day.
I see. Good. And obviously, certainly the Republican Senate race has been getting a lot of oxygen, as important it is. Do you have any predictions on how strong the absentee voting period might be?
Well, for the past couple elections, South Dakotans have gone and voted absentee for around 30% of the time. So if I remember right, in 2012, we had about 300,000 ballots cast, and just about 100,000 of those were cast absentee. So a lot of people like to take advantage of the opportunity to get out there and cast their ballot. We would definitely want to encourage everyone to go vote.
It is a significant percentage then, huh?
It is. We're definitely not the highest in the nation, but we definitely have held our own, and 30% is a good number, and we're sure hoping that we get as many people possible out there to cast their ballot.
And I guess the OASIS system for the military kicks in somehow today, or no?
Yes, that's right. The brand new military iOASIS voting system, which allows a soldier who's serving overseas to register to vote, request an absentee, and receive their ballot all in less than 5 minutes, is up and operational, and we're hoping that a lot of our soldiers take advantage of that system to make sure that they can get their ballot cast.
Is this the first time it will actually be used practically in a real election?
This will be the first time for a federal election. We did use it in the Sioux Falls city and school election a week or so ago.
Okay, good. How did that turn out, do you know?
Very good. We've had a lot of compliments on the system, and we're pretty excited to see how it works for the primary.
Right, and this is the first state to use this, no?
That's correct. What we're using is technology developed by the Department of Defense, and it's extremely secure and very beneficial to our soldiers, who sometimes have to wait 2 or 3 weeks to receive a letter from South Dakota. So by eliminating nearly all the mail time, we're pretty excited about this system.
Real good. Jason, anything you'd like to add? I fired a million questions at you.